listening to Trade Entrepreneur, the show for business owners by business owners. I'm your host, David Sudworth, and welcome to this week's episode. Ever since I started working for myself, and particularly when I started out as a one-person band, I was always very conscious of one particular aspect of being a sole trader or working on your own. And that's whatever you say goes. You can set your own hours. You can say yes or no to a job. You can set your own pay. You can say if you won't pay that price, I won't be working for you. A completely different setup to what the vast majority of people across the world have, because the vast majority of people are employees, whereas yourself, you are either a sole trader or a limited company working on your own. And I think one of the potential downsides of that, and this kind of cuts across both if you decide to stay as a one-person band or even if you decide to go and expand the business. And it's about ego trips and echo chambers. Bit of alliteration there. Always like a bit of that. But yeah, that's what I'm going to talk about this week. Ego trips and echo chambers. Because I think those two things are traps that you can easily fall into. And I see it so often where people do fall into these traps, where essentially you do not have anyone challenging you. You don't particularly have anyone saying, have you thought about this? Or that's maybe not, isn't such a great idea. Or even if you do get that, you sometimes get all affronted. I go on various trades forums on social media, and there's various things that customers have said to them, and everyone's really affronted that, you know, you dare question this or that or the other. And it's that kind of feeds into these two elements, ego trips and echo chambers, because the ego part of it would be, well, why should anyone challenge me? And also, in terms of the echo chamber, you get other people basically nodding along and saying, yeah, you're right. So you don't move forward at all. And that's what we're going to talk about this week, because it's something, like I say, it's something which I've noted quite a bit, and it's something which I particularly want to tackle. I'm going to start with a couple of quotes that I found, and I really like these quotes because they kind of sum up the whole thinking behind what I believe are the downsides to both these facets. We're going to start with ego trips first. And the first quote is, ego trip, a journey to nowhere. I really like that. And the second one is, egotism is the anesthetic which nature gives us to deaden the pain of being a fool. I must admit, those two quotes, which I plucked off the internet, were just fantastic. They really chimed with me, because I just thought to myself, that is so true. And the difficulty is that a lot of people who are on an ego trip usually can't see it. So, and those of us who can see it just think, well, you know, that those two quotes really do chime with us. In terms of echo chambers, there's two quotes here, which I'm going to go on. The first one is, tyranny sets up its own echo chamber. It's a bit political, but I think you get the gist of that. This one's a bit longer, and it's worth pondering on this one. It says, to one degree or another, generally, people feel comfortable within their own echo chambers, surrounding themselves with many others who share the same religion, eat the same food, share the same spirituality, etc. The problem with that is that you never become who you were meant to be. You never come face to face with yourself and with your angels and your demons, and you never become more, because you're just echoing back into yourself what's already part of you. In essence, you never grow, you just stay the same. And there's one thing about running a business, is that if you stay the same, sooner or later, the the seas of change will come lapping over you and you'll just be washed away. That might take 1 year, it may take 50 years, but eventually that will happen. Change is not only important, it's priced in, it's going to happen. So breaking these two things down, echo chambers are, I think, a symptom of ego trips. So I'm going to start with the ego trip. First of all, I have to say, when you start a business, I think you've got to have a little bit of ego, because what you're doing is, like I said at the outset, you're really going way beyond what most people do, setting up a business thinking, yes, I am good enough to be able to offer my services and I'm good enough to be able to make this a success. I don't need any employer. I don't have the safety net and the cushion which people who are employed have. I'm striking out on my own. So I think a little bit of ego is a necessity. And particularly when you're going in front of customers and you're explaining to them your pricing structures or the way you do things or the reasons why the project that they want can't happen because of various limitations, whether it's technical or materials or whatever. So you've got to have a little bit of ego. And I think there's, in small doses, there's nothing wrong with that. I think throughout life, you've got to stand up for yourself at some point. So, and you know, the word ego has a particularly bad name, and I think in small doses, it's not only important, it's actually a necessity. I think the danger is when you start thinking that you are the be all and end all. I think that's when it becomes a problem. And I see this so often, and I particularly see it with business owners, because what tends to happen, and I see it in terms of marketing, particularly marketing is a subject which I know quite a bit about due to my previous employment. And I was having a chat actually online with a graphic designer, and it was a good conversation, because we were just shooting the breeze about it. He does logos and design work, and it just gets on his nerves how business owners take his work and then ask all and sundry what they think about it. So if it's a business owner, they might ask their spouse, they might ask their parents, they might ask their friends, the family dog, whoever. And I think that is taking it a bit too far, because unless you've got a real dislike of something, whether you don't think that they've got the right brief, or you haven't briefed them properly in the first place, I think generally speaking you should have experts in to do that kind of stuff. I know there's certain things which I do not know a lot about, so I wouldn't dream of overriding experts. Particularly, I mean, when it comes to finances, for instance, we got accountants, we got Sam who does the finances as well as the bookings. You know, I wouldn't dream of overriding them on a technical matter of finance, because I don't know enough about finance. That is why you employ people or hire people's services, to be able to do that for you. The old saying, there's no point buying a dog and then barking yourself. So it staggers me why business owners do that. And you see it all around. I go around looking at businesses all the time, and their logos are just shocking. They really are awful, because they are what I class as enthusiastic amateurs. Some of them haven't even engaged the services of a professional to do it. And those who have, it may have been watered down so much that it ends up becoming just a slightly better version of what your Uncle Tom might have knocked up on his laptop 5 years ago, you know. And that is a very visible way of seeing how business owners, they go on an ego trip. They think, well, I like it, and that person also likes it, so that's a decision. And then they moan when it bombs. I remember speaking to an ad designer as well who did adverts for magazines, and one of the things that they find is that business owners just tend to cram every little bit of text into an advert, and it just looks dreadful. And there was a great saying when I was in the communications game: there's only so many people who are going to read the full advert, and that is you because you paid for it, the designer because it's their job to do it, and probably your parents because they support you no matter what. So, you know, it really does, it beggars belief that amateurs in one field will wield their sword over another person's field just because it's quote unquote their business. It's one of the things which really surprised me. And it also surprised me because these are usually the people who moan and groan incessantly about amateurs in their chosen field taking it upon themselves to do their particular trade. So, for instance, you know, if I was moaning about people sweeping their own chimneys and saying you shouldn't do it, you should get professional in, and then I just overrode all the professionals that we use, that would be completely hypocritical. so I don't do it, but there's plenty of people who do, and there's plenty of people who don't even decide that they need professional advice. That's usually the worst thing, when they don't actually realize that they could do with some professional guidance, because like it or not, you don't know every bit of your business in terms of how to make it a success. You may have a general idea, and there's nothing wrong with enunciating those ideas, but in terms of the detail and delivery, that's best left to the professionals. And I think one of the problems is that, again, going back to working for ourselves, we go on ego trips. We think, I can do this, I can do that. And that's why a lot of businesses end up running into the ground, particularly when it comes to finances. Most businesses don't fail because they're bad businesses. They fail because the owner decides to take it upon themselves to do all the finance work and gets into a right hash and forgets to fill in X, Y, and Z, and before they know it, the tax man's breathing down their neck. So, you know, it's not an uncommon thing, but because we think that we are, you know, it's my business, I can run it, we do go on our own little ego trips. And as the quote says at the beginning, the ego trip usually is a journey to nowhere. And tied to that, the echo chamber. The worst thing about an ego trip is when you start getting people around you start nodding and say, yeah, you're right. But, you know, there's no point asking certain people for advice on what they think about a logo, because, you know, they haven't got an idea about design or anything like that. There's certain things, you know, if our accountant said, can you have a look at these accounts and do you think we've done them correctly? And it's like, well, yes, I assume so. Yeah, I mean, everything looks correct. I might have a few questions, but I wouldn't start changing columns left, right, and centre, because I just that is not my forte. And the worst thing would be if I surrounded myself with an echo chamber and the accountants went, "Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we'll do that, David. That's no problem." It becomes damaging for your business, and it just becomes you end up becoming a laughingstock, because eventually all those changes that you've decreed will come back to bite you. I think the advent of social media makes the creation of echo chambers a heck of a lot easier, and you do see it on forums, on Trade Forum, where it just becomes a clique, and people, in terms of robust debate, it doesn't really get into a robust debate, because either people either don't engage or they start throwing insults, which isn't reasonable debate. That's just, you know, it becomes damaging and not helpful in the slightest. So what tends to happen, and it happens in the world of politics, it can happen in trades, it can happen pretty much anywhere, any niche interest that you find, you'll usually find an echo chamber somewhere. I know in the last few weeks, I was approached by some chimney sweeps to set up a chimney sweeping forum, because they just felt that they wanted a place where that they could start afresh, engage with other sweeps in a meaningful and respectful way. And I must admit, you know, I've got so much to do. Running a forum, it wasn't the first thing on my list, but I thought about it for a while, and I thought, well, yeah, if I'm going to practice what I preach, I don't particularly want an echo chamber. I mean, some people might think, well, he started to perform. That's an ego trip. Actually, I'd be quite happy if others were involved with it. And I'm one of those people who doesn't particularly enjoy it when they agree with me. I just don't. I much prefer it when people have a slightly different take on things, because I think that's very healthy. And I learn more doing that. I'll always come to Sam or Peter with an idea, and we have a good chat about it. And there's some times when my idea goes nowhere because they give me some feedback. I've pondered on it, and I thought, yeah, they're right. It probably isn't the best idea. You find that usually the most effective leaders have a good set of people around them who aren't afraid to speak truth to power. That sounds quite grand, but basically they're not just going to sit there and be nodding dogs. And I think that's important, that if you hire people for their opinion, then they should give that without fear or favour. So I'm very much a case of, if you don't think this is a good idea, tell me, because I want to know. And sometimes ideas become better as a result of input from others. Now, there's some times when you can ask people and they all disagree with you, but you believe that it's the right course of action. So you've got to have a strong leadership instinct to say, no, we're going to do this. That is partly ego trip. And I suppose the difference between ego trip and leadership is, an ego trip is when it goes wrong, and and great leadership is when it goes right. So, you know, you could have, you can choose your label depending on the end result. I suppose that's probably called having your cake and eating it. But yeah, it's always fascinated me how people do tend to want to surround themselves with people who think the same. I think, obviously, a lot, we all do that to a degree, but I think there's some healthy differences, and healthy debate is important, because I think as a person you grow. If I only met people and engaged with people who believed exactly the same as me, I would just go stale, and I wouldn't particularly enjoy it. And like I say, I don't particularly enjoy echo chambers where everyone's. I must admit, sometimes, and this is probably just sheer devilment, I think I've always been like this, sometimes I will take the opposite view just to see what to test an argument. And that isn't that could say, well, you're just winding people up. It's actually not about that. It's about stress testing arguments. I will happily take my own ideas, or Sam's or Peter's ideas, and start stress testing them and say, what happens if? And I think that's a good thing. So some people can get quite defensive if you start doing that to their ideas, but I don't think that's. I think if it's a good idea, it will stand those stress tests. I don't think it will cause a particularly big problem. I think the problem is when you don't stress test things and everything falls apart when the actual idea or policy or whatever it is heavily embedded, and you start seeing the fallout from it. It's always better. It's the reason actors do rehearsals. It's much better to iron these things out before the curtain goes up, rather than doing it on a night and making a complete pig's ear of it. So yeah, ego trips and echo chambers. My advice is, have a little bit of ego, but don't go on an ego trip. And be aware that echo chambers aren't necessarily going to give you the best version of yourself, and certainly not give you the better ideas. So thanks once again for joining me. It's always great to hear your feedback. If you want to drop me an email, it's david@trade-entrepreneur.co.uk. If you're on Amazon Music, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, give us a like and subscribe, and it'll tell you when the next show is available. Have a great week. Thanks once again for tuning in, and we'll see you all again very soon.